This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The first official report on the Ethiopian Airlines crash last month that killed 157 people is out, and it says pilots repeatedly did everything Boeing recommended. Ethiopia's transport minister saying that crew repeatedly performed all of the procedures provided by Boeing, but were still unable to control that 737 MAX jet. There's a claim that special counsel Robert Mueller's report on Russian election interference is more damaging to President Trump than Attorney General Bill Barr's four-page summary indicates. The New York Times claims it was told so by associates of the special counsel's team. Rudy Giuliani, the president's lawyer, says those associates have leaked false information before.
I can't tell you how much false information they leaked during the course of the investigation. How many people were going to be indicted that didn't get indicted?
Giuliani was speaking on Fox's The Ingram Angle, and this is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck, because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's does it right with savings on the brands you trust during our Stock the Shop event, like DeWalt, Irwin, Bostitch, and more. Now save $50 on a DeWalt 20-volt max two-tool combo kit, including a drill, impact driver, charger, and two batteries for just $179. Find even more great deals during our Spring Black Friday sale going on now. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/7. See store for details. U.S. only.
Investigators and family members of a missing boy are trying to confirm the identity of a teenager who claims he's actually the Illinois boy who went missing in 2011 and that he just escaped from kidnappers in Ohio and ran across the bridge into Kentucky. Police say the 14-year-old they found wandering the streets claims he's Timothy Pitson. Pitson's grandmother says,
I'm very hopeful that it's him and that he's okay and he's been in a good place when he was gone, that he's going to come back to us.
Target will be raising its minimum wage to $13 an hour in June. The giant retailer is saying it's part of its plan to raise the minimum for current and new workers to $15 by 2020. Weekly jobless claims are down to the lowest level in almost a half century. The Labor Department reports 202,000 first-time claims were filed last week. And that's the lowest number since December of 1969. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
North Dakota is moving to ban human dismemberment abortions. The state house passing a measure this week that charges a person with a felony if they perform that type of an abortion unless it's a medical emergency. The bill defines human dismemberment abortion as intentionally dismembering a living unborn child and extracting the unborn child a piece at a time. No criminal charges would be filed against the woman involved, but the bill would take effect 30 days after the U.S. Supreme Court gives states the right to outlaw abortion or if a similar constitutional amendment is adopted. The U.S. Senate Commerce Committee advancing a bill that would do something about those annoying robocalls. The TRACED Act would tell phone companies they have 16 months, or make that 18 months, after it's signed into law to come up with a way to verify calls so people will know exactly who's on the other end, and they must offer the service for free. The lead sponsor, Senator John Thune, says half of all calls to cell phones this year will be robocalls. And a new national poll finds that pets may help older adults cope with mental and physical issues. The University of Michigan poll on healthy aging surveyed over 2,000 older adults, half of them were pet owners, and say their furry friends give them a sense of purpose. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Live. Hey, nobody said it was going to be easy, did they? I'm telling you. Man, and we're just barely getting underway. Or you would think that we were in full sprint with the 2020 campaign, with all the politics and, the divisiveness that continues out of the beltway. I think for most of America, maybe every once in a while you just kind of tune in for amusement. Because it's all so silly, and what even makes it worse is this is the government we're paying for, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we're $22 trillion in debt and counting, and everybody wants to, keep on, fussing instead of working together on behalf of we the people. But, again, for the voter, I hope you're taking notes here as to who's representing you and how they're doing it. I mean, this contention that continues here on the Beltway just continues to waste our money. I mean, I don't know about you, but it gets increasingly frustrating to think that you and I live a different sort of life. We wouldn't be allowed to do this in our companies and companies that we work for. I mean, that's absolutely ludicrous. We'd be fired. But yet somehow it's okay in the name of politics, really? I mean, what a mess, and of course, right now, Democrats are very well, stuck in what we knew was going to happen. I mean, no big surprise here, but I guess the voters that wanted the, half the Congress, to be turned over to the Democrats, all this obstructionism and investigations and everything, they continue. And, of course, the Mueller report hasn't been out yet, and already there's some leaks, supposedly, that there are a couple people within, the Mueller camp that are saying that, wait a minute, our report didn't say that Donald Trump was without cause here, they think that Bill Barr, has jumped the shark, so to speak, a bit. So, all this is to set up and add more agitation to this whole situation. And meanwhile, you got Nadler and Schiff and all the other Democrats, demanding, that they get that report right away. Whereas, the whole idea of irony and hypocrisy is right there with the Democrats. And, they don't care. They boldly go forth where, I guess only the fools go through, because they expect that America doesn't pay attention, that we don't remember how they acted in one way. But, that's the order of the day, and you can just count on that. And probably there's instances there on the other side. But, this is, you have to look at it with some sense of comedy. If you get serious about it, then, you know, you're not going to be invited to many cocktail parties. You know, from people with opposing views, or you've got to constantly be aware that you might offend somebody if you say the wrong thing. But, you know, this is what the Democrats want. I mean, and progressives want. They want us at each other's throats. I mean, this is the way it works. Time in history. All you got to do is do a little bit of research in your history. And, you know, Bill Fetter talked about it the other day, and he's going to, you know, really get into more detail about it. I think he does tomorrow. So just kind of a little bit of a programming pre-note and what you can look forward to. But, you know, the history is there. That, you know, you get people at each other's throats, and then the progressives walk in and they, you know, they have the answer. Socialism begets communism. I mean, that's the next thing. You see, the kids think, well, socialism sounds good. You know, they got these professors that talk about it, and, you know, social justice and, you know, fair for all. But there's no such thing as fair for all. You know, it doesn't happen because it never happens, because not everybody is willing to put in the same amount of work and effort into it. And let's face it, some of us are just, we're limited. I mean, real simple. I mean, you know, I'm sorry. I mean, as much as I love basketball, I can't go one-on-one against LeBron James. Might want to do it just for fun, just to say I did, but it'd be real simple. You know what the outcome would be. You know, clearly he is a superior athlete and human being. Now I got to tell you, part of me, you know, it's hard to say that and admit that, but that's the reality. There's a clear differential here. So when it comes to basketball, LeBron James is going to make a lot more money than Bill Martinez could make, and deservedly so. He's gifted and talented. In the name of social justice and fairness, are we supposed to all of a sudden bring LeBron James down to be less of a player? I know some might say, well, yeah, he did this year with the Lakers. But there's hope. I know people on the West Coast, and certainly he's way too gifted. And we knew this was going to be part of the opportunity when some of the early trades didn't come in. But I get into the weeds here with basketball, and I don't want to do that to you. But I think you get my point. Is that there are certain people that are gifted and talented to do certain things. I mean, even like people wanting to run for president. Not everybody can be president of the United States. I know some of you think that you can. Certainly there's a lot of Democrats that can. I still maintain that I don't know any Democrat in the field right now that could even handle 1 week of all the prejudicial and biased reporting from the press, you know, the way Donald Trump has. I mean, this is extreme. And let's face it. But, you know, the point is that we're all different, and we all bring, you know, different gifts and talents, you know, to the ballgame here, to our society. And those that, you know, work hard and do things that benefit more people, well, they generate more income, and rightfully so. I mean, Bill Gates. I mean, the idea that he came up with, nobody else came up. And, you know, Bill Gates didn't do it. Was somebody else going to do it? You know, with somebody with absolutely no education or understanding or wiring to appreciate, you know, the whole computer structure and everything involved with it. You know, Mark Zuckerberg, you know, he took an idea in college. And yes, I mean, you know, there's some people that would argue, yeah, he stole the idea. But, you know, be that as it may, he's clearly wired and gifted to do that. But somehow you're going to think, okay, we're going to make him less than, or because he's been so successful, you know, he's going to have to pay even more. Now, that's a different, you know, that's a different argument, and people are trying to get their brains out of that, because here it is in the United States of America. It's all about liberty for all, okay, not just liberty for the, you know, very poor or the middle class, you know, or the very wealthy. Certainly, you know, wealth brings some advantages along the way. You can get better attorneys. You can fight off the government, as some have been able to do. And that's the thing, you know, with this Mueller report. I think about these guys. You know, we talked to Jerome Corsi earlier this week. You know, what they've gone through. You know, Michael Caputo, you know, $150,000, you know, and probably going to be end up being, you know, increasingly more as you know, some of these investigations continue, and, you know, the legal costs just, you know, mount up. How many of us could handle that kind of attack you know, from the government, the full force of the government and these three-letter agencies. You know, what they did to the everyman of the Tea Party. I say they, you know, the IRS and Lois Lerner. I mean, lest we forget. And this is what galls me. And I'll tell you, it really upsets me that our own government that we pay for is doing everything they can to thwart citizen activism, which is absolutely foundational to our country. Well, the conversation will continue, so stay with us. John Tamney, coming up next, right here.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, Yeah, we got to keep the blood moving here, huh? You ready for a comeback, ladies and gentlemen? Well, good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent, just the way you like us every day. Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, as promised. John Tamney, Director of the Center for Economic Freedom at FreedomWorks, joins us now. John, how are you?
Hey, Bill. Great to be here.
Hey, we want to talk about the Fed, and it's easy whenever you talk about the Fed, you can get in the weeds really quick, and I want to kind of keep this as simple as possible, especially when we're talking about the possibility of our good friend Steve Moore, you know, joining the Fed, which I think, like you do, John, if I might say, that this would be win-win for everybody, including the Fed, because at times I think what gets complicated is some of the theories they operate seem to be counterintuitive here.
Yeah, you know, my view is the Fed's just not that important, and it's full of people who have a very confused view of the world. At the Fed, it's accepted that the more we prosper, the more the economy grows, the greater the odds of inflation in the future. There's no evidence supporting what is ridiculous. Inflation is about a devaluation of the currency. It does not spring from prosperity. And so I like the idea of having Steve there simply because he will challenge the conventional wisdom inside there that the Fed must exist to at least attempt to put people out of work in order to keep inflation in check. It's a very impoverishing view, and Steve will challenge it.
Well, I think in a lot of ways, I agree with Newt Gingrich in terms of social engineering. It seems like the Feds want to make themselves more important by trying to social engineer at times. And when they do, they end up, you know, kind of, as they would say, messing the works up. Because it's like, look, at in a way, I see them as ones to just to oversee and, you know, and along the way is, you know, almost like an umpire of a game. You don't want to be the game. You know, you just want to kind of just hold dynamic tension in place and not mess things up. Am I making it too simple?
No. You're not making it simple at all. You know, in an ideal world, they would do nothing. Let's never forget, an economy is just a collection of individuals. Mm-hmm. When individuals are left alone, they tend to prosper. And so this idea that we need a central bank is not a serious one, but it does exist. And so you want it to be as non-interventionist as possible. And I think Steve is focused on that. I plainly disagree with his view that the Fed can alter reality with its rate machinations, and I'll try to convince him of that throughout time. But I like the idea of a deferring point of view in there so that the Fed's actions are hopefully going to be limited in the future. There's this view that, again, that growth causes inflation. But remember, economic growth is driven by investment. Mm-hmm. And investment is all about falling prices, because investment is about in putting money to work so that you can produce more and more goods and services for less and less. And you see it throughout time. The original laser printer cost $17,000. The original mobile phone cost $4,000. Flat screen TVs not too long ago cost $25,000. UHD screen just a few years ago cost $25,000. Now you can get them for a few hundred. Economic growth is about falling prices. The Fed thinks that the opposite is true.
Yeah, I mean, what evidence? I mean, you just cited some great examples that would be hard for them to justify. And these are the facts, because I've always seen economic growth as the greatest forgiver of sins.
It's what is economic growth? It is directing more resources to the individuals who comprise the economy. Think how much less productive we were just 20 years ago when the internet was largely dial-up, assuming you had it. Fast forward to the present, people are on the verge, and in some parts of the country, they already have access to 5G. Think how that's going to transform the ability of workers to do a lot more. You go back to the 19th century, and around then, the discovery of something as basic as coal was thought to be the equivalent of giving every single worker 20 assistants to kind of help that individual out. And so think about what these investments in technology mean for future productivity. Workers are going to produce enormous amounts of wealth. And yet the Fed believes that all of this leads to inflation. No. This is all about people getting more and more productive and pushing down the price of everything.
Well, Steve's going to have his hands full because, he's it might be a little bit of, wrong gospel, wrong church, type of deal, because the Fed is so established and they're just, it seems to be stuck in tradition. But, we've got to attack the issue there. And, it concerned me last time that the Fed was getting, last year was getting a bit aggressive raising rates. And it was like, wait a minute, you guys are starting to fight windmills like Don Quixote here. Calm down. Let the economy breathe a little bit. It's trying to catch up. And, you guys manipulated things, under the Obama regime. And how well did you do? I mean, you really kind of put us into a path to talk about inflation. I mean, we got, $6 trillion that we still have to account for at some time.
Well, that's where my disagreement with Steve is. I think this notion that the Fed suddenly made credit tight by playing around with an interest rate is just not serious. Mm-hmm. The Fed projects its influence through banks. Banks are a very small fraction of total credit. The idea that the Fed could make credit easier tight is the equivalent of suggesting that Mayor de Blasio could make apartments in New York plentiful by lowering the cost of them. Mm-hmm. And so I think the Fed's impact on the economy is well overstated. I've always felt that this notion that the Fed manipulated under Obama and caused the stock market rally, that's the right wing's version of you didn't build that, that somehow mm-hmm. the U.S. isn't full of innovative people. The Fed just decreed that stock market rally. My view, my deeply held view, and I published a book about it, which doesn't make me right, but it's my view, mm-hmm. is that the Fed's role in the economy is way overstated. Republicans and Democrats take it way too seriously. And so I like the idea. I think economists have achieved very little throughout history. I think they're a drain on economic progress. And so I like the idea of a non-economist like Steve going in there and saying, you know what, you guys aren't that special. Your belief systems are totally discredited, and I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to challenge the wisdom inside a body that's superfluous as is, that we don't need, and I'm going to make you rethink some of the things you think.
Exactly. Well, you would think that, again, I'm an empiricist, John. I go to the facts. In the world of elitism, it's all so theoretical. Because if we keep it theoretical, then there's no accountability, right? Other than, as you say, it's a bit of a charade and cabal here that they have people convinced because, you watch the stock market after the Fed gets together and raises rates. I mean, they go schizoid here.
They do, but I think even there we overstated. If central banks could manipulate stock markets, why hasn't Japan's stock market rallied in decades? Mm-hmm. They've had low rates there for quite some time. The Fed pushed rates down substantially in 2007 and 2008. Where was the rally? Fed pushed rates down substantially in 2000, 2001. Where was the stock market rally? The U.S. is the most dynamic economy in the world. Mm-hmm. If the Fed could engineer stock market rallies or bear markets, we would be a desperately poor economy because we would be a system not driven by actual creativity, but just central bankers. And so, again, I think this notion that the Fed can alter reality is massively overstated, and I think that was an error that Steve made.
Right. Well, John, I would agree with you because thank God we've got productive people here in America who are willing to work their butts off and provide for their families. I mean, that is the backbone, the very backbone of this country, and I think that's what makes us so extraordinary.
Absolutely. And that would be the case with or without the Fed. Let's never forget that John D. Rockefeller became great before a central bank. And let's be clear, Jeff Bezos would be a billionaire over 100 times over with or without a central bank. It cannot alter the genius of the American people, nor can it enhance it.
Yeah, there it is. We'll leave the punctuation on your final sentence there, John Tammy, Director of the Center for Economic Freedom at FreedomWorks. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
This report is brought to you by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. Did you know 42% of people use their smart devices in the kitchen, and almost half of them have used it for cooking assistance? Modern technology is being applied in the kitchen in new and exciting ways. Now, advancements in artificial intelligence can even bring the skills of a chef and the knowledge of a rancher to the home kitchen with Chuck Knows Beef. Chuck Knows Beef, an all-knowing virtual beef expert powered by Google Artificial Intelligence, is here to meet the newest generation of family cooks with beef inspiration and technology. Chuck's knowledge can be easily accessed through a smart speaker. Jennifer Jasinski, chef and restaurant owner.
Chuck was designed to fit consumer needs with instant access to recipes, cut and nutrition information, and cooking tips wherever they happen to be. He can serve a great steak recipe and even text you the shopping list.
For more information, visit ChuckKnowsBeef.com. Again, that's ChuckKnowsBeef.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The first official report on the Ethiopian Airlines crash last month that killed 157 people is out, and it says pilots repeatedly did everything Boeing recommended. Ethiopia's transport minister saying that crew repeatedly performed all of the procedures provided by Boeing, but were still unable to control that 737 MAX jet. There's a claim that Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on Russian election interference is more damaging to President Trump than Attorney General Bill Barr's four-page summary indicates. The New York Times claims it was told so by associates of the Special Counsel's team. Rudy Giuliani, the president's lawyer, says those associates have leaked false information before.
I can't tell you how much false information they leaked during the course of the investigation. How many people were going to be indicted that didn't get indicted?
Giuliani was speaking on Fox's The Ingram Angle, and this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
The truth. The whole truth. And nothing but the truth.
Thank God Almighty! We are free at last!
Will Martinez, live.
So now that we're free, why do you want to be enslaved? What is it, you know? Do you just not understand what socialism leads to? I mean, it is the pathway to communism. And historically, I don't see anybody affected by either one of those to be more free, certainly by comparison to what we enjoy here in America. So make sure what you're hearing and what you're deciding on is something that adds to our freedom, doesn't take away. Megan Bark joins us now, the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and the Media Equality Project. And we're going to be talking about the three Bs, okay? Border, Biden, and Buttigieg. Megan, always good to be talking to you. How are you?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks. Good to be here.
Hey, how's our guacamole count? Or is the guacamole, you know, running short, or people, you know, and I saw Colbert's intro the other night about the guacamole crisis at the border. Should the border close, you know, that was going to just create all kinds of havoc for millennials that, you know, their favorite dip and, you know, accoutrement would be compromised.
Well, yeah, it seems like the press and the millennials and the left are screaming that we are going to have a shortage of avocados if we close our border. Well, I can do without avocados, actually. Most of us can do with avocados, especially when these avocados with an open border are costing us $136 billion a year. That's approximately how much we spend on the care, welfare, education, incarceration of illegal aliens. Those are people who have zero legal right to be in the United States.
Mm.
and yet we still spend $136 billion a year on people who have no legal right to be here, criminals.
Yeah, $136 billion, and Democrats are losing their skulls over a request by the president for $5.7 billion to do something about border security. I mean, how do you put that in perspective here? I mean, you have to suspend all sorts of reality to see what's going on or not see what's going on. And because my question repeatedly has been to Democrats is, when is the last time you've been to the border? All it takes is one pass-through to see, especially right now, our agents, our resources are being overwhelmed. And like, Secretary Nielsen said, you know, we kind of look at this as a Cat 5, Category 5 hurricane, coming upon our shores. And, everybody is just, going la-di-da. And they're totally, they're just mindless about this threat that's happening and the impact it's having, on the people that are there, defending and, therefore, our security. I mean, this is amazing.
Well, the Democrats are getting exactly what they want. The Democrats have full open borders, and this is exactly what we have right now. I don't care if the wall is 50 feet high. Our current laws, our current situation are being abused, and they're being abused by these quote-unquote migrants, otherwise known as legal aliens. Can we stop calling them migrants, please? They're not migrants. They're not economic migrants like they were back in the days of Bill Clinton when the surge of illegal immigration was primarily due to, and the demographics of legal aliens were primarily Hispanic young men, and they were coming across, they were easy to capture, they were easy to deport. Now, the demographic is, and they've learned, that if you are illegally crossing our border with a kid,
yes.
Well, the kid is the lottery ticket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they know that you have a kid, and this was actually demonstrated on CNN by one of the illegal aliens holding his kid, that if they cross with a kid, they'll be immediately released in the U.S. Because, number one, if they cross with a kid and they claim asylum, we can only hold them for 20 days.
This whole system is so ludicrous. I mean,
it is so backwards and upside down, and it's promoting open borders. Our current executive actions, as well as laws, as well as judiciary, who has allowed this to continue, we could have stopped this. But because of some judge somewhere in the geography of the Ninth Circuit, basically said, oh, no. Trump doesn't have a right to do pretty much anything when it comes to immigration. Just leave the laws alone. So this is what we're faced with. We've got about 1 million that we've caught this year, supposedly. 1 million. That's just what we caught.
Exactly. But they can't even give us a solid... Yeah, but Megan, they can't even give us a solid number. I mean, even, Chris Nielsen... Was it Sean or Tucker Carlson? I think, asked her directly, well, how many illegals are here? Because forever, we've heard, 11, 13 million. Occasionally it gets up to, 20 million. She just flat out said, we don't know. We just don't know what that number is. All we know is it's increasing because, they're dumping thousands of people into the interior of the United States because the policy the law demands that they be released in 20 days. Well, we don't have the capacity to properly vet these people in 20 days. But, you can't make any adjustments because the law said they had to be released in 20 days. Thank you very much, Barack Obama.
Great. This is the fundamental transformation that we're promised. You don't have to fire a shot to usher in socialism. You simply just have to open the border.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we have an open border. And what this means is that the Clower Piven caravan, so they're growing in size.
Mm-hmm.
And what is a Clower Piven caravan? Well, we look towards the south and we see tens of thousands of caravan of large caravans coming towards the southern border.
Right.
If they were all men, and we had 100,000 people coming towards our border, that would be considered an invasion.
Yes, exactly. Well, Megan, my question to you is, you know, the people coming from, with all due respect, that are coming here, and when it comes to governance, what are they used to?
What are they used to? I mean, you know, they're used to a third world hellhole, dictatorships, and tin pot dictatorships. They are used to a top-down, government-controlled, corrupt system, which is a socialist system.
That's my point. That's exactly my point. We're importing socialists into this country at a time when you got Ocasio-Cortez and others, you know, moving hard in that direction. So, let's even murk up the waters even more and bring more people whose lifestyle and understanding is socialist. So there's no big alteration for them. I mean, it's like, okay, we come to the United States and, all of a sudden they're just coming into a more successful a country that they can draw from their coffers, from our coffers, because theirs is bankrupt already. So what you do is you ran out of their money, so come over here until you run out of our money.
Now we are basically running daycare centers instead of detention centers. We have these daycare centers, otherwise known as detention centers, lined up across the border, taking care of all these children. And then all of these children are being released into our communities, and then we are going to have to pay for these children to be educated and to be taught English.
Right.
For example, in Nevada here, where I live, Nevada spent $1 billion raised $1 billion in new taxes, and 90% of that $1 billion went to Zoom schools. What are Zoom schools? Zoom schools are ELL schools. They're specific schools. ELL is English as for language learners. We spent $1 billion on people's kids who have zero right to be here, and that system of $1 billion is broke. So now they're talking about raising more taxes to pay for the people that have absolutely zero right to be here.
Well, it's endless, and that's where we are right now. Is you end up with what Pat Riley called years ago the disease of more, and for some reason these progressives think that the people should pay for it, and it's something that whether we vote on it or not, they're hell bent to keep the borders open, to your point on this. We've got more coming up with Megan Barth. Yes, right here. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you for joining in. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. If there's any part of this interview and discussion that you've missed and you want to listen later, go to our podcast, download it. It is absolutely free.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
This report is brought to you by Facebook Marketplace. Springtime has long been associated with the act of decluttering, and this year, there's no doubt that many people will try to spark joy by parting with the items they no longer need. But why just toss those items when you could make some serious cash selling them online? And while you're at it, you can source locally for something to refresh your space. Yvette Rios is a TV host, lifestyle expert, and writer.
Spring is the perfect time to sell seasonal items, and you can start spring cleaning in minutes using apps you already have on your phone, like Facebook Marketplace. Just snap a few photos, write a brief description, and name your price. You can also give your home a new look by refreshing your space with home decor and furniture sourced locally. Type in what you're looking for, tables, artwork, mirrors, and more, then narrow it down by price and what's nearest to you.
For more information on how to start selling and buying, visit facebook.com/marketplace.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Getting America back on track.
The face of the nation.
You guys crack me up.
Bill Martinez live.
You ready?
Ready or not, here we come. 14 before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Megan Barth continues with us. The president, out of frustration with the lack of legislative participation from the Democrats and even the Republicans for this matter. You know, what's happening at the border says, look, enough of this stuff. We're going to shut down the border. And then, of course, all the economists come out and go, well, wait a minute, you can't do that. You know, we're going to lose our guacamole. And, you know, we got $1 billion of, of products being transported, you know, across the border. And the president definitely got their attention, Megan. And says Congress must get together and immediately eliminate these loopholes. That's what you and I are talking about at the border. If no action, border or large sections of border will close. This is a national emergency. Of course, Larry Kudlow, talked to the president and had to do some damage control and kind of back him off a little bit, or at least, offer some sort of sobriety to it. But, and that's okay. I'm not offended by Larry Kudlow, coming back and saying, look at, we can, feather some of this stuff, where there's, truck lanes involved, we'll keep commerce going. But yet, don't miss the point here. The president and America is getting increasingly frustrated over the lack of action at the border, in any kind of, positive resolution, right?
Well, I was listening to Mitch McConnell, and of course, leave it to Mitch to backstab the president, because that seemingly is what he does when he has a chance to do it. Specifically, when it comes to immigration, he said, well, if we close the border, it would be an economic catastrophe. Oh, really? Well, why don't we try it?
Yes.
Why don't we try it? Because $136 billion to me, paying for people who have no legal right to be here, is an economic catastrophe.
Right.
So if we're importing more than $136 billion of goods or avocados, maybe we'll talk about it, okay?
Yeah.
But we're not.
Right.
And so until we close the border, until we take drastic action, which Congress has never done when it comes to the border, both Republicans and Democrats, they have never done. We have been talking, Bill, since 1986 about a wall.
Right.
We can't even get a wall. And Nancy Pelosi will say, well, we're going to give billions of dollars to other places like Jordan to build a wall, but not $1 for here. Nope, not $1. You could have billions of dollars for all of the third world hellholes that you want in foreign aid. But not $1 is going to go to the wall. And we've been talking about a wall since 1986. We cannot rely on Congress to do anything about the border because they've never done anything about the border.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's an economic catastrophe, I say roll those dice.
Right.
And let's see how fast Mexico will actually do something about the illegal alien invaders that are penetrating their border.
And would it do anything?
Really economic, mm-hmm. If they really were economic
right.
migrants, if they really were economic refugees, and they were fleeing political oppression, the first place that they would be given possible refugee status is in the first country they set foot on.
Exactly.
And that is Mexico.
And that's the international law and rule. But for some reason, that has all been obliterated because all incentives, for these caravans continues. And this is at the doorsteps of our legislators who refuse to do anything about it. I mean, you know, even Ted Cruz, he says, oh, this is going to be an economic. Well, like what? You guys haven't been doing the numbers? You've just kind of been lulled, you know, into a malaise over this deal just to accept this? That, you know, our individual states, you know, like as you point out, like Nevada, spending $1 billion to support this. I mean, wait, we're incentivizing all the wrong behavior, and then we're wondering why we have waves of migrants, you know, coming into this country, which is a lose-lose proposition, as you mentioned, these kids. These kids come in, they know that that's the golden ticket, and then what do? Once the adult is freed into the country, they bring the kid back to be used by another adult. I mean, the system is being gamed. We see this, and for some reason, for Republicans and Democrats alike, it's just all part of the system. We just have to accept it, Megan.
Well, and that's why I was calling it the power pivot strategy. And you have to understand the left. If you want to understand the left, you have to understand power pivot. Mm-hmm. What is Cloward Piven? Well, they were two Marxist professors, Cloward and Piven, and they were out of Chicago, and they were community organizers. And they basically said the way that you overthrow capitalism is create a series of crises in order to overwhelm that current system.
Mm-hmm.
And then you usher in socialism. You put more people in the wagon than are pulling the wagon.
Exactly.
And that's what we see at our borders. Third world, non-English speaking, low-skilled, illegal aliens. If these people are going to our ports of entry and applying, you know, for work, okay, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not. And they know. They've gamed the system, as you said.
Yeah.
So the Democrats don't have to run AOC. They don't have to elect Bernie Sanders for president. That's far gone. If they want to usher in socialism, open the border. And that's exactly what we have. They can usher in socialism through an open border by importing all of the dependency, by growing government programs, by overthrowing the capitalist system, by getting more of these third world, non-English-speaking, low-skilled people in the wagon than are pulling the wagon, and they will never have to fire a shot.
Well, it's happening. Joe Biden.
Welcome to our new country.
Exactly. Adios, America, someone said. Joe Biden, the pig pile continues. Boy, I'll tell you, the sharks in the water are tasting his blood. And they are circling, and of course Biden, you know, as they noted, has not had the support. He's been very slow to respond to this. I mean, he released a video finally yesterday, you know, to answer back, the accusations that have come upon him. But this is something we've seen for a long time, Megan. I mean, I remember, you know, seeing him do things on live TV, and you go, wow, that's creepy. What's he trying to do here? I mean, encroaching in people's personal space. Is it too far gone? I mean, does he survive this?
You know, I think he'll probably survive it. But like you said, this behavior has been going on for at least a decade that we've witnessed, at least that I've seen. And so he says in his videos that social norms have changed. No, Joe,
no.
Your normal behavior in social situations was never normal.
Right.
It was never normal to walk up behind a young girl, grab her under her chest or on her shoulders, and stick your face in her hair and lean in for an unwanted kiss. And then me having to watch that young girl, 10, 9, 8 years old, pull away from him and clearly demonstrate that she doesn't want to be kissed.
Yes.
She doesn't want to be touched.
Right.
She's just standing there like a pawn. Mm-hmm. And her parents are like, oh, that creepy, crazy Uncle Joe, you know,
right.
He's a little handsy. No,
mm-hmm.
That was never a part of a societal norm that I have ever experienced or I have witnessed.
Well, even the way he grabbed her arm, Megan. My goodness, is like what is? I mean, it was so disrespectful the way in which it was done. I mean, it really demonstrates, a consciousness. Whether or not it's, he's aware.
He has no awareness. Either
yes.
He has no awareness of his surroundings, or he's doing it deliberately
mm-hmm.
because he can.
Right.
And that's what sexual harassment is about. It's not about sex. It's about power.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and because he was the second most powerful man in the country, or he was a senator, and he had a protected privilege, and he had the authority, he was using this authority against only women. He wasn't doing this with men.
Mm.
And what man walks up behind a woman, whether she's 18 or 68, and sniffs her hair?
It's bizarre.
I mean, that's creepy.
It totally is. Without a doubt. Well,
never a societal norm.
No, you're exactly right. And it will be interesting because, you know, if it comes down to he and Trump, you know, are we going to have to relive the Billy Bush thing again?
Oh, we're going to have bimbo eruptions. Oh, you know it.
Yeah.
There are going to be bimbo eruptions coming out. This was the Bernie Sanders hit job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the far left doesn't want moderate Joe, good old Uncle Joe, running in the middle, you know, burning down their socialist takeover. They have chum in the water.
Yes.
The socialists right now have chum in the water,
mm-hmm.
and they think that they can run on a socialist platform. I don't care what Democrat it is, even Joe Biden. But Joe Biden's going to say, well, I'm not a socialist. Of course, you know, Kamala Harris, well, I'm not a socialist. Your policies are no different
right.
than Bernie Sanders.
Well, I would tell you the research that Trevor Lawton has done regarding the socialist Kamala Harris, she can say she's not a socialist, but Trevor Lawton has evidence to prove otherwise. We got about a minute left, and I want to get your read real quick on Buttigieg. He's gaining some momentum here and some notoriety. What's going on with him?
Well, he checks a lot of boxes for the Democrats. Number one, he's gay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's important. He's still a white guy, so that takes away the gayness, kind of. But his father was a outspoken advocate for communism and Marxism, and he was a professor. And so I think that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. He is just as left, and the only difference between he and Alexandria Cortez is who they're sleeping with.
Well, stay tuned, because there's no doubt. I mean, it's kind of surprising how much traction he's picked up in such a short period of time. But like you said, the boxes are being checked, and that's what you can keep an eye on. We'll continue to report on that. Megan Barth, co-chair of the Red Wave America PAC and Media Quality Project. And as always, Megan, we appreciate it. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because a letter...